Another topic of conversation sparked by the bombing attempt are all those security cameras popping up around the city. In 2005, the New York Civil Liberties Union said there were 8,000 surveillance cameras in Manhattan. Today, they say, there are too many to count. With surveillance cameras on the minds of many New Yorkers this week, we asked WNYC's Jim Colgan, who is the digital editor for The Takeaway, to take a walk in Midtown to get his picture taken with some other people being recorded unknowingly while they walked down the street. Good morning, Jim. So where did you start?
Morning, Sotiris. Well, I actually started on the web. I found some surveillance cameras that were publicly streamed on the web, and in particular the New York City Transportation Department. They have live feeds of traffic cameras all over the city. So I found the nearest one, which happened to be at 9th Avenue and 34th Street, and I asked somebody there if they knew that they were being recorded live on camera.
Do you know that there's a video camera right there and people can see you live on the internet right now?
No.
Do you care?
Not really, no.
Why not?
I mean, eventually it's going to catch someone doing something wrong, and I guess I'll be thankful for it at that time.
You know, he's got a point there. I mean, is that what these traffic cameras are for, though?
Well, no. I mean, they're for traffic, but they record everything that comes in the way of the shot. And as we learned from the investigation of the Times Square bombing this week, they can be used by investigators. They can be used for many things other than what they're used for. There could be a security camera in Dunkin' Donuts or a police camera like this. But I asked if that guy, his name is Jonathan Pros from Brooklyn, if he really cared if it was crossing a major intersection that he was being recorded.
I would hope that they were using kind of logical spots, you know, places where there's a lot of tourism.
So not outside your apartment?
Not in a residential area. I mean, I understand that.
That's where crime happens, too. It's where terrorism happens.
There's a lot more crime, but I'm saying that, I can't even explain it. You're right.
And this remark was consistent with everyone I spoke to. They didn't seem to mind the cameras being around Midtown or the big, busy areas. But when I asked them if it came to their homes, that's when they seemed to sort of pause.
Yeah, exactly. And, people, they live right off of 9th Avenue. I mean, Manhattan, there are people living everywhere in every neighborhood.
Well, that's the thing. They said they don't mind as long as it's not in a residential area. But Manhattan is kind of a residential area. So I asked one guy, his name is Raymond Burwell from Harlem, what he thought about that.
If you're talking about just residential areas, yes, I think that would be an invasion of privacy.
Where do you live?
I live in Harlem.
There's cameras in Harlem.
There's the police stations there that are up in the air, so they're looking at many light blocks and stuff. So I know I'm being watched all the time. I know I'm being watched by people in their homes, so I'm being surveillanced every day, you know.
So what's the tension around these cameras?
Well, as you can hear there, it's really a question of privacy. But interestingly, most people I spoke to, they said, yeah, sure, it's privacy, but that's just what you can expect living in a city like Ramon there. That's what he said.
Sometimes it's a trade-off. So safety and privacy, it really has to balance each other. Okay, so I'd rather lose some of my privacy to know that I can freely and safely walk down the street here in New York City.
So it sounds like it's an issue that people are kind of comfortable with. They don't mind it there, but they're maybe a little wary of it. And actually, you've actually got some video for people to watch on the web here.
I do. Well, sort of to make the point, I interviewed these people by the surveillance cameras, and I pointed to them, and we actually recorded some of the surveillance cameras. And I said, you're being recorded back at WNYC, and they're like, oh, that's interesting. And so we made a video of some of the interviews that we did on camera, and I actually just to sort of see if they really cared. It's one thing saying to them that they're being recorded. It's another thing to show them.
Right.
So I brought with me my iPad and I called up these live traffic feeds and I said, hey, look, there's you on camera. There's our intersection that we're at. And they were like, oh, that's kind of creepy. So, and it was the same thing on this web video, which you can see at WNYC.org. It said the interviews that we actually did on the street in Times Square and around Midtown. So you can check that out.
All right, great. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you.
WNYC's Jim Colgan.